In Luke's gospel, one of the ways Jesus revealed the mercy of the kingdom was through his concern for the weak and the oppressed. In particular, Luke focused on Jesus' care for women, the poor, the sick, and other marginalized groups. Why did Luke pay so much attention to people that lacked influence in Israel in Jesus' day?
One of the attractive and most beautiful things about Luke's gospel is the way in which he tells a story of Jesus who is welcoming to all people, and in particular some of the groups in his own day that might have not felt they were worthy of Jesus' attention, the women, the Gentiles, the Samaritans, the poor. It's a great feature of Luke's gospel that he's so inclusive and reaches out to them. And when we ask the question, well, why has Luke done that, apart from the fact that it's true, I think Luke has an extra reason. He himself is a Gentile. He's the only Gentile writer of the New Testament, so I understand it. And he himself was someone who was so delighted to have been brought into Jesus' kingdom. Gentiles were actually often on the edge, looking into Judaism. There was a group of people known as the God-fearers who really wanted to be Jewish, but perhaps because they didn't want to get circumcised or for other reasons, they stood on the edge. Now, through Jesus, they've got the opportunity to come into God's people, and they don't have to become Jewish. They are welcomed as they are as Gentiles. I think this is such good news for Luke himself that he then tells how Jesus, in his own life, had been welcoming for all those who might have thought of themselves as outcasts. And I think it's just a beautiful story.
The other Gospels discuss the relationship between Jesus and the poor as well. But the Gospel of Luke expounds on this even more clearly. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus entered the synagogue and proclaimed that the year of Jubilee had arrived, making it clear that the coming of the kingdom is the fulfillment of the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee, the poor receive good news and the oppressed are set free. Of course, Jesus doesn't just free the poor on an economic basis, but he also saves them from their sins. This is what the angel had announced to Mary. At that time, many of the people were poor, and most of the common folks were heavily oppressed. And the arrival of the kingdom was very important to those who were dispossessed. God is just. God's grace is sufficient. And Luke emphasized Jesus' relationship with the poor because he connected the arrival of God's kingdom with the fulfillment of the year of Jubilee.